This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This year we've been looking at efforts to reinvent high school education. There are innovative schools out there, but they face a challenge, keeping up with innovative students. Innovative schools are trying to add new courses quickly enough to keep up with students' interests. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that a growing number of schools are turning to online education for help.
There are fewer than 400 students at Rappahannock County High School in Washington, Virginia. So when Zach Jackson wanted to take a class in mythology to round out his senior year, he went online.
On Virtual Virginia, every class is a link called Content, and you just choose a module, which is like a chapter.
Virtual Virginia is the online school open to any student in the state.
You study the information. There's a couple different assignments. So you get to usually a major test at the end of each module.
Zach is sitting in the library and leans over the laptop he's checked out. He has shaggy red hair and is wearing a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt. While much of the class is conducted through online readings, Zach can also connect to a video on mythology conducted by his teacher.
These are like the Olympian gods. And so this is a group of gods. And they include Odin, Thor, and a whole series of other gods.
Of course, for Zach and other kids his age, there's nothing exotic about going online to learn. But statewide efforts like Virtual Virginia now allow hundreds of thousands of students nationwide to take the kinds of unusual courses that make colleges sit up and take notice.
It's probably one of the most interesting classes I've ever taken. I love it.
Next to Zach is Colleen Daly, a cheery blonde who says the course in human geography she's taking online has really lit a spark in her.
I really wanted to do theater, and until I took this class, I was sure that's what I wanted to do, but I might change my major to anthropology.
Most of Virtual Virginia's 3,000 students are enrolled in advanced placement courses. Virtual Virginia lets this public high school offer more AP courses, and that helps Rappahannock County High compete with local private schools, which often use AP courses as a selling point. Principal Robin Puryear says kids have to be self-directed to succeed. Since online courses are self-paced, there's a temptation to procrastinate, and that leads to trouble.
Life interferes. Sports interferes. Just regular social life interferes because they could put it off until the evening, but in the evening they may not be free.
Even though Rappahannock County is less than 2 hours from Washington, D.C., it's rural. There's not a single stoplight in this county of about 7,200 residents. So online courses can open up doors for these students who will be competing with big city kids for spots at Virginia colleges. Now, it's easy to imagine how you teach literature or anthropology online, but what about languages, something that requires daily repetition?
Tong, te, tai, tuo.
In an apartment in Alexandria, Virginia, online teacher Susan Cox plays the sound files her students can access to learn the tricky TS sound in Mandarin Chinese. Some of the instruction is delivered like a traditional class. Everyone plugs in a mic and they have an online meeting.
你们好, and then you respond, 老师好.
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 But these simultaneous classes can be time-consuming, so a lot of the teacher's work is conducted through email and phone calls. Kids can email videos of themselves to Susan Cox, or Kong Lao Shi, as she's known to her students, and that's often where she gets that warm feeling she used to get from classroom interaction.
Oh, this is interesting. She's from Barbados, so she went and found on the internet how to say, I'm from Barbados, so look at this. And then she's got her own picture.
Cox has a master's in Chinese literature, but until last fall, she was teaching history in a regular school because there weren't any jobs in her field. So she jumped when Virtual Virginia offered her the chance to teach Chinese. But she says she did think long and hard about giving up her classroom.
Because I'm a very social person. I did a lot of stuff at my school. I ran the at-risk leadership program at my school, and that was a big thing. I kind of built that up myself, and to walk away from that, and I love the kids.
These statewide programs for high school students are growing fast, but they may not realize their original promise of saving money. The startup costs can be substantial, and it's tough to compare the costs of a virtual school with those of a real school. Online educators say the real payoff is that these virtual schools can help liven up traditional high schools. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You can find more stories about these innovative schools at npr.org.